After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
You're tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Hey! Yep. What up, AfterBuzz? It's your boy DJ Jesse Janity here in studio for the Love & Hip Hop New York AfterBuzz TV After Show. I wanted to play the Fabulous and Chris Brown remix, and that's why we went to the old school throwback. You know, I got my crew in here. Miss Courtney Stewart. Why Courtney microphone ain't on?
Courtney microphone ain't on.
We gonna work on that. We got Trinae Todd in the building.
Hey, your girl Trinae.
Stephon, that microphone definitely on. Stephon, Morphy Wallace.
Yo.
It's the end of the year, you know. I'm just kind of like tapering off, you know. Fire should be burning hot. I gotta preserve my fire. I leave Wednesday.
Your fire is always on. It's always on.
Well, maybe I need to. We need a mic.
We need Courtney's mic to be fixed. That's rat.
No, really? What? We ain't do no check.
Is someone paying attention to us in the booth?
I'm going
to
echo everything you say. So
right now.
There it is.
There we go. There we go.
All right, let's talk about y'all.
Sorry about that.
I'm sorry about that. The thing is, our titties wasn't, you know, making the microphones work and shit.
So we just hit it with my titties because they fucked it up.
You know what I mean? Because I just
why
got to talk
so
about this.
Why you so loud, Jesse?
No, I loud, bitch.
Why you coming at me like that? My titties don't fight.
Bitch,
I know that.
Bitch, I ain't loud yet. Yes, it's soft. Damn.
Merry Christmas to everybody out there who
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
I was gonna say, because what the fuck if I was motherfucking Jewish and you wish me a Merry Christmas?
That's some real shit.
Shit. I love Cardi B. I fell in love with her over the holidays.
You looked up some old videos?
I looked up videos of her. I looked up Instagrams. And
I looked at Instagrams. I was very amused.
I kind of have, you know.
Real amused.
I have mixed emotions about her, but she's one of those people, like, I need to have a conversation with her.
I would love to talk to her.
I have to meet Cardi B. Yes.
There's no way that I would have a conversation with Cardi B.
Why?
She She doesn't even form actual sentences.
Some of that's her character, though.
Like, but I understand.
Her character. You know what she's saying.
You feel
like I've worked with this. Never mind. Let's talk about Amina.
I work with special needs children. I can get it.
Don't put that on the special needs.
You're right. No, I don't want them to be Cardi B. Sorry about that.
You're going to get a little bit too far on this show. Step on. Not on this show. We don't cross
far
that
be it.
Line.
Right.
Mm-mm.
Shame
can
on
we
me.
See the chat room?
I mean,
because
yeah,
I think people going to have some stuff
to
say about
Amina.
Yeah,
I want to hear what they got to say.
Can you pull the chat room up for us and make it?
They're going to be like,
all right,
no.
So let's talk about it, though. Okay. Amina storms out.
Oh,
yeah, and the thing is, if I'm pregnant. Probably that might have been a stronger case if you started with that one.
I don't think it would have been a stronger case ever.
I think she was trying to say
that makes you look like a fool.
No, she thinks that she's winning because she has his babies.
Yep.
Obviously. And she's married. No, because she has the ring and she feels like he put a ring on it.
The ring is something.
Wait. First of all, what's the contest?
Who has a bigger ring.
No.
PETA. The contest is for PETA.
More nights with PETA.
PETA.
Every
the
week.
The contest is for PETA.
Was he at your bed last night? But he was at mine tonight and the night before. So there, I got two out of
you
the
you a
three.
Side piece. I'm the one that's married. Yes. You a side
you
piece.
You a side hoe.
First of all,
I've been knowing she's
like,
side bitch.
Y'all are taking some weird accents because none of them.
You a side piece.
Well, Tara really does not have a New York accent.
I don't know.
But the crazy part
is like double tongue accent.
Yeah.
She threw shade at her. She said that she, at all 13 years, she still didn't get a ring. 13
that's
years,
true. That wasn't shade. That's
what is that?
That's the real true. Truth, but it's like, Tara, 13
Charles Barkley,
years, it's
Karl
like,
Malone.
Give it up.
Oh, no, that's not what
I'm talking
about.
Oh, because all of the
those are all guys who didn't get a ring, after,
get a ring after
full careers. Sorry, Tara.
I mean, they're just going back and forth, and it's just disgusting to watch women talk to each other. And Peter's not, no one's aiming anything at Peter.
Nothing. It's about right. The girls and the girls.
She said, you're just a groupie bitch who wanted my life so bad. No one wants
nobody
your
wants
life.
Nobody wants your life.
Like, Terry, you
all,
don't even
girl.
Want your life. As you sit there with
you
your
you hate
fucking,
your life.
Right? With your
and
fucking,
your dried up, nasty lettuce that you didn't wash, and your blow up bed. You
and
your empty ass apartment.
I was
going to
say coochie. The nasty, dried up coochie.
I
was like, yeah.
It was metaphorical.
It's not dried up, though. Not dried up because he over there waxing it down.
It's still,
I'm just like, I know you cry as
tired.
You pull out your Oscar Mayer bologna and you make them ratchet ass
dirty
sandwich.
Oh, I thought you meant as he pulls
the,
out his Oscar
with
Mayer
the
bologna,
damn spinach salad and whatnot.
Peter, don't go.
Give me the
we
Oscar Mayer.
We got a family. Give me the wiener back.
Why doesn't Amina understand how babies get made after already
Amina
having a baby?
Amina doesn't understand. She's an idiot.
The thing about it is she's not on any sort of birth control and she's like, I don't want to have this baby and I just wish I, like,
girl,
do you not use condoms?
Get a shot. Get a shot. You do not need to get
Peter
pregnant.
If Peter is coming inside of you, eventually you're going to become pregnant.
If Peter is coming
right?
Anywhere near your house, you're probably going to get pregnant.
He is
move.
The most fertile mom I get in New York City.
He got so many damn kids. He need, no. Like, he could not even cross the threshold into the house. Like, the dick should not be allowed in within a 10-mile radius of her existence.
She could be having the best of both. She'd be going to Germany, and she could be doing a lot better than being in this dirty-ass apartment. The small apartment mm-hmm. where her baby, we don't even see her
have
baby.
Have we seen the baby? The baby ain't been there. Where the baby at?
Not this season. I'm more interested. I'm so disinterested in Amina and Tara, and I'm more interested in who in the world is Jasmine sleeping with when she comes to visit Amina in New York? Because you know.
Jasmine,
somebody.
Hopefully, is a sane. First of all, we're trying
stop.
To debate if
she's
Mona.
With Peter.
We're trying to
no
debate
way.
If Mona
yes,
actually.
The triangles.
She's sleeping with Peter. How much you want to bet that's how they got to get her to begin with?
No, you're right. That doesn't make no sense.
She's not going to be
first
sleeping
of all,
with Peter.
We're trying to figure
rich
out if
dollars.
Mona has hired Amina to play the
both
part of jazz.
That would be insane.
If she really has a twin or if she's. You know what I mean? Because Mona has a cheap budget for loving
yes.
Hip Hop.
Cue the playback. Okay,
two
now Amina, you're gonna wear, you're gonna wear
now
the wig.
Now that we know Love and Hip Hop is typecast as an infomercial.
Infomercial, y'all.
And they'll be paying all their
employees.
Stars on their show.
Mm.
But what I'm mad about is that they always cast these fine-ass girls, but they don't ever cast these good-looking men. And it would make sense if they were fighting over good-looking men.
Wait, what fine-ass girls are you looking
at? I'm saying that these girls are actually, you know,
first
big
of all,
butts.
BBOD look like Chippendale Rescue.
But look at Cardi B.
Yo, not the Rescue Rangers.
With wigs. Like, they done grown up and did drag, y'all.
Oh.
Here they are. You
that's,
was wondering.
That's excellent.
Alvin
that's
Simon
excellent.
Looking for Theodore. Like, I don't know.
And now it's all going to be in my head. Chippendales.
They crossed over. Listen,
Amina,
Jazz
wait,
is
before
hot.
We get to them, my problem with Amina is... Bitch, don't listen to what you say. I don't want another baby by Peter. I'm trying to get as far away from him as I can. Bitch, you're living in the same building as his fucking baby mother.
That
what?
You agreed. You agreed to have
you
that happen.
You thought it would be good for your relationship.
They talked about that before.
It's
like, she said it's okay.
That's what I'm saying.
She's out of her mind.
It's good for the relationship.
I'm trying to get away from him. No, you're not.
Right, this is not J-Lo the Cell. Like, stop.
This is not enough.
This is not enough. I have had enough.
She was like, he keeps knocking me up.
He keeps putting his penis inside of me and then moving the baby and I don't want it.
But But he's not raping you.
Are you maybe he is.
No, he's not.
Maybe she was sleeping.
Now he's Bill Cosby raping her.
She woke up and the penis was inside.
Let me just put the tip in.
Even so, she can't get pregnant on the very first time. It happened multiple occasions.
It could have been once.
No, bitch, come on. You know Amina be chugging.
It only takes once
she
to get pregnant.
Chugging Peter.
I know we've been down on Amina.
They got that relationship where it's like, get away from me. In the bed, you know, it's like behind closed doors is a different story.
So we're down on Amina because she's an idiot for not understanding that she's bound to get pregnant again. But Peter, who has like, what, 8 kids?
I don't even know.
Is he still not pulling out?
Because pulling out is what he's doing and doesn't work.
No, hold up. He ain't pulling out.
Pulling out does not work. It is not an effective form of birth control.
Have you checked yourself for other things? I know you're wearing the Jesus bracelet, but it don't protect you from
very clean.
You know what I'm
saying? Wear a condom. Get some birth control. Pulling out is not an effective method of birth control.
I'm talking pulling out when you're in a relationship with somebody. You can time yourself.
Somebody said Peter Dick probably has all types of bumps and cheese on it.
You just
licking that
show.
Cheese right off.
No. Seriously. Peter, the type of dude, like every single time he fuck, he like is a little. I think he's a little slow. So every time he fuck, he want to pull it out, but it feels so good. He just be like,
I can't.
And then he pulls it out, knowing he already nutted inside. And she's like, you pulled that out, right? And he's like, yeah.
He's a dirty dick.
And then when Amina gets up and it's falling out of her, she's like, oh my god,
what is that?
Peter's like, guys. It's just a little bit.
Okay.
You got some in there, Peter. Go to the bathroom and pee.
All right, let's talk about something a little more sane and normal.
Go to the bathroom and pee. That's what we used to say when we were younger.
You better soak in some damn Clorox and burn that shit.
Remy, Yandy, Mendices, and Papoose. I love Papoose. I loved seeing the four of them sit down because I felt like obviously the flip situation's happening for Yandy and Mendices. So good to hear. I thought that was really cool to hear Remy's side of her son being a different person when she comes out and him using little things like you weren't here at this time and that because that's what happens.
When you get angry and it comes back,
And we were talking, I don't know who mentioned it, but I thought it was interesting that Mendici's son is a little older, so by the time he gets out, he's going to be 18, 19, ready to be on his own.
Yeah.
What's that going to be like?
It's going to be rough.
Been on his own, making decisions. He's going to be feeling like he's a man.
He's the man of the house. Had to be the man of the house for the last 8 years.
Yeah. And that's usually how it is in these sort of communities. Well, sadly.
What are these sort of communities? Are we talking about the darker shades?
No, I'm just saying in these communities, in these poor communities.
Yeah, I wouldn't even say
like
that because I know some.
And they not really poor.
Yeah.
They doing all right.
Well, I mean, they didn't buy that house that they were supposedly having.
But so how did they obtain their wealth?
He knew the federal government and come get that because they was getting all his Love and Hip Hop.
I'm actually really mad at Mendices. Like, I wanted them to have a spinoff show and he ruined those chances.
He ruined them before he got on the show. She knew he was a drug dealer.
Love and Hip Hop was really for Mendices, like his like only safe thing of let's make him look better, good citizen.
Yeah, a good person and reaching out to the kids because he was already under investigation, about to go to Dern trial when they started the show.
I love Papoose because just when Remy was talking about like the music and Yandy was talking about how she had released that
the track
in jail and people were waiting, Papoose like told you like he just fucks with her so happy. I love them.
But I also like that she brought up, she was like, I wasn't thinking about singing or rapping and being on video. I wanted to go to the zoo with my kids and like be a person and a human, and I like that
because she had her freedom completely taken away. Yeah. You know,
Flip side of that, we see Mendices talking to the children of the community.
Because we don't want them to make
which made so
mistakes.
Much sense now.
Well,
you know,
Stefan, you do this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, have you been to jail? No.
Okay.
I'm not against. I mean, I have gone to jail.
You've been arrested.
And I'm not even against someone going to jail and speaking to jail.
I'm just curious.
My question is, you know.
Oh, there was a question.
I guess it wasn't a question. Like, your experience and then watching this and, you know.
How you feel about it?
I enjoyed it. I thought, who better to tell somebody.
Don't do what I did.
To help them navigate through the hurdles of life than a person who is kind of gone through those pitfalls himself. So I think it's perfect. He doesn't speak the best, but he speaks on the level that they're probably at.
Yeah.
And he can probably reach them and they can identify with them. So I think it's good. I think it's great for him because he gets to do it on camera for your honor that he's trying to, you know,
impress.
Then I think he blew it all by not even. I hated that he didn't tuck his shirt in and get dressed to the nine. To go in there and look like...
Well, he thought he did. He put on his nice blingy watch. Okay, he kept his diamonds on. So in his mind, he was doing it right.
I was like,
Yandy, take off that ring. Take off the diamond bracelet. Take off all of the proof.
We're humble people.
So
you wanted them to dress down.
And... Not necessarily dress down, but you don't flex your biggest diamonds and all
the
stuff.
Shout out to anything and everything. Mendeecees can't tell his son, don't let nobody tell you, I walked out of your life... when he knew what he was doing, when he was committing.
Amen. That's what we were
saying
while watching
it. But I do want to speak to that. Y'all keep going against Mendeecees and what he did, and it was wrong. It's definitely wrong. But on the other hand, they don't have that house, or they don't have the life that's been provided unless Mendeecees did what he did.
But the thing about it is,
they struggled a lot more.
Now their stuff is going to get seized. Now they're going to have to downsize. They're going to have to live in a one bedroom shack.
He provided that money though. Yandy didn't just come up.
That's bad money.
That is bad money.
Work hard to build a life in which your family ain't going to get nothing taken away from. Or like you can't provide that money so
anymore.
Yeah, you gotta work harder. I don't know. Like I get what you're saying.
Yeah,
but it's just like,
but at
first
the same
of all,
time.
What I need to give shout out and praise to is Lil Mendeecees. Your hair was on fleek,
honey. They had them.
I don't know if you
late.
Was using Let's Jam or what.
And the lineup was perfect too. He had
the
little edge up.
The little toothbrush with Let's Jam on the side.
That was real.
Little edge up was nice. Yeah. No. Yeah, that's good.
Yes, Yandy definitely has her own money, Alexandria. You're right.
But I don't even... Okay, so I think he still laid groundwork for Yandy to be able to do what she did. When you think about it, you don't just start off successful. You need somebody that's got, like, a little bit of cheese to say, look, baby, Mendeecees, this is what I want to do. I want to manage, or I want to start helping artists. You don't just... A lot of people want to do things. You don't naturally have the money to afford it. Mendeecees
was
hustling.
I don't know when they got together, so I don't really know.
He was hustling.
For a minute.
I will say they didn't say anything about her Love and Hip Hop check being taken by the federal government.
She does really
they
put in work.
They only said about Mendeecees. So.
And nothing against
Maybe
Yandy.
She kept
I do
it
think Yandy
separate
does put
enough.
In work.
And they put up a front career for him from last season, managing the artist.
Oh, yeah.
The artist, you know, having
last year he was already
Yandy.
Done, though.
And I really believed it. You know, I just.
Well, bitch, on this show,
cool.
Anyone, all of a sudden, like, I'm managing Courtney. Like, that's why she got blonde hair. She gonna be an artist now, y'all.
Got
my first
guy.
Girlfriend, her, you know, I was dating a Jamaican girl back in the day. Her dad was a...
Back
was
in the day? You mean...
A woman of color?
It's a love off the Jamaican guys.
I mean, Jamaican
guys
girl could
you understand? Shut up.
Wait, was it a snow bunny?
No.
It wasn't a snow bunny. Was she a chocolate woman?
She's very
snow
she's
bunny.
Gorgeous.
Was it a
she's
snow
gorgeous.
Bunny?
What?
Huh?
That's
a teddy
point.
Going bleak?
That's besides the point. She's a very pretty girl. But the point is, her father was a drug dealer. And what they told me when I met her was that he was an exterminator. He had an exterminator truck.
Yeah, they have
he
to launder the money.
Company. Exactly.
That's why you have a legit business.
You got to have a business. You got to have a front.
So you can launder
and
the
what
money.
Happened when you found out that he was really pushing bricks?
I was like, yo, we rich.
What?
Because I was young. I was a kid. I was like 17.
I mean, look.
I was like, we rich, girl.
I mean, money is real nice.
Yeah.
Right.
But
there's
scary.
A lot of things that he afforded for her and their family that they wouldn't have had.
Look, I watched Weeds. I know what happened to Nancy Botwin in the end.
I watched Weeds, too. Weeds is the shit.
So, anything.
It never ends well, guys. It never ends well.
It doesn't.
Well.
Don't do drugs. Don't sell drugs.
Do
we're against
best.
It all here at AfterBuzz TV.
That was the worst PSA for don't do drugs ever.
But a PSA.
Then we laugh at the end of
it. Y'all laugh. I'm serious. I've never
we
done drugs in my life.
We are all serious.
Word.
None?
Hmm. Nothing.
Good for you.
Amen.
Really
amen
you
on
know?
That.
Really good.
All right, Bad Bitches on Deck. Lexi and
Bad Bitches on Deck.
Mo meets
who's bad in their group, first off?
You tell us. You're the one
wait,
with the eye.
They're weaves.
Okay. Bad knees on deck thing? Because neither one of them checks is bad.
Because bad tonight they both had the damn braid across the forehead.
I did think it was a hat.
I thought she was wearing your hat. Went in a circle.
Oh, okay.
And then Mo with the braid, it'd be looking too much like damn My Little Pony.
But the next, I like that little bang thing. She needs to keep the bangs with the, you know what would work for her? Bangs and like the fake ponytail. Like she could press them edges up. Pull them edges
up. She shaved that one half, didn't she? Can we stop doing that?
The shaving the one side? That was over like 2 years ago. Yeah. We were done.
Cassie got everybody out of here.
Yeah.
All right. So, moments
of depression. Sam's killed that Sam's on commercial. You saw it. Thank you. Shout out to all my people that saw it. Thank you.
Broke bitches of desperation.
Damn. I couldn't even talk. Thank you, MV Edwin. That's great.
Shout out to Alicia. Yo, that's what we gotta talk about, y'all, because I don't even give a no. So Mo met up with Yandy.
Get him.
Who's saying, Yandy said, well, damn, everyone calling themselves a manager.
Manager these days.
She shaded Raw. Raw shaded her.
Raw shaded her. If you want to come up, Yandy's really not the person.
She scratched her weave like.
She was like, who? Oh.
What?
Okay.
Interesting.
Which is so funny.
She says, she goes and tells Lexi that her and Yandy had a meeting, and Lexi says, look, I'm not cool with firing Ra. You know, she got the group where it is today. Well, bitch, then fire the bitch, because it ain't nowhere.
Oh, but they've only been together for like 3 months.
I think when she says they got him here, I think it's on Love and Hip Hop. I think she's the connection they got him on Love and Hip Hop. And maybe that's what Love is, because I'm just trying to figure out, like, where are you at?
That's why Lexi's like, girl, don't mess this up for us. Because we won't be on the G-winning site.
Because we're not on the paid team for Love and Hip Hop right now. We're the side bitches, so.
We
need to stay on deck.
I kind of wonder.
Yeah.
I wonder. Well, are they in the intro?
Mm. No.
Are they?
No. Because they'd have to show both of them at the same. They're not in the intro. We would have noticed.
BBOD.
Yeah.
BBOD. Raw doesn't have received CC free.
Bareback on deck.
Bareback on deck.
That's what it looks like.
I don't know what we're talking about.
Ta ta la licious. Ba ba bam. Ta ta la licious. Ba ba bam. Ta 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 la 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 bam.
What the fuck did I watch? That was the worst track. That was the best part of the show.
And here, fuck y'all, because last week I went to bat for y'all from the shit that I watched on YouTube and gave y'all credit, and then you gonna come up on here with Tata La Licious, like, you are not Tatiana Ali.
They're over here promoting thoughtness, like it's thought thoughtless. They could have made it like a reggae song, but you know the crazy part is I wanted them to break out into rap, like why you over here fucking with Raw, like, you know, like, you know, a hip hop opera, like, I really want that.
You know what's terrible?
Our tank got on the track.
It's terrible that we're actually clowning these girls. BBOD is a horrible name, number one.
They're
clowning
themselves.
And they are playing themselves in front of us. But Mo has a good voice. You know what I'm saying? Like, so for a female rapper, she needs some guidance.
Yes.
And a writer.
But the thing is, I think she comes from money, and we hear that pride is an issue with her.
Terrible
pride
attitude.
But I think that's what it is. I think it's just she thinks she knows what she's doing, and she's going to do what she
does.
Getting
in her own way.
And she got that queen's attitude about her, in which, you said what?
I got my
I don't like the way that tone was. I didn't like the way the tone was. I ain't going to talk to the bitch. The bitch trifling. She's going to talk to me reckless, and I got not. And it's like, the bitch don't even know
me. I don't have to respect nobody.
And I'm like, how many female rappers are actually in the game? Like, genuinely made, legit. 1, 2?
Yeah. I mean,
so you know how hard it is to be a female rapper?
I mean, not on their level. Like, to be Nicki Minaj's level, it's like, that's not happening for anybody on this show. It's not happening. I don't want to crush your dreams or anything like that, but get off the show and then we can have that conversation.
Right.
But as long as you remain on this show, Nicki Minaj's status ain't happening for you.
People ain't taking them serious.
Hence, why Nicki Minaj ain't on the show.
Anything and everything, you got it right. Mo may have a voice, but she is the ugly one in the group.
She is the ugly one in the group.
And appearance matters up in here.
Hey, Tink is ugly as fuck, but they got that bitch together.
But Tink is also better.
Talented. all right, so the dancers were doing the Crank That Soldier Boy in the back.
Yes.
Woo. Are the kids still doing that?
You know they got their homeboys. I was like, I'm a choreographer. Look what I can do.
That's me. Looking for a choreographer on Instagram. Meet us at 3 o'clock at... Lex sat down. They went and they sat down with Raw.
Oh, jeez.
And I just had to laugh at Lex because she was so serious.
No. Hey guys.
Okay. The last meeting that we had, I just feel like it didn't go well. Clearly.
I would like for you all to talk and figure this out because, Raw, I like you, Mo. You my girl. Let's work this out. Well, that bitch is disloyal because she talked to Mandy.
It's Samsung Pay. So Phil, annoying. Stop.
Damn.
Still looking for the commercial.
Mo tells Ra about Yandy, and Ra says, that's disloyal.
Disloyal. And
Shut up.
I have feelings, too. I'm sorry. Do we care about feelings when we're at work? No. You do your job, and you say, well, if you want to go to somebody else, I'm good. But don't talk about your feelings, because I don't give a fuck about your feelings. You work for me.
Shout out to @CharSaysSo for wanting us to destroy the term loyalty.
Well, we can't destroy it, because Evelyn done destroyed it.
You ain't loyal.
Here's the thing about disloyal. It's like, bitch, don't talk to me about disloyal when the
you
last
just told
meeting,
me to get out the group.
Yeah, like, you're saying that you were just going to manage my homegirl. Bitch, disloyal, bitch.
Without me.
Without me.
Like, in my
you cut me.
Manage BBOD, which ain't you. That's right. Like, you're going to manage salt, not pepper. Like,
yeah. That's been premeditated in her mind.
We hired you.
That's
so
true.
She's like, I'm over here with Raw. We kicking it. Yeah. We kicking. And you're going to be out the group. Mm. That's been, she's been thinking about this, so I can't wait for it to come.
But Lexi knows that Mo actually has the voice, and she will not try to go forward without Mo.
Look, I mean, to me, Mo,
and Mo
and
has the money to get the studio time.
Of equally fugly. Like, one ain't better than the other one.
But Mo's.
Lexi looked like a broke down Ashanti, which.
The purple top she be wearing.
The galaxies
of the whatever.
What's more embarrassing than BBOD?
There's
is
something
Ra. Yeah, Ra keeps talking about that she can't be affiliated with this because it's going to
ruin her
reputation.
Do we know if Ra has had another group?
Please let us know.
Do y'all know out there?
Who has Ra ever managed?
Who did Ra manage?
Because she was shitting on Yandy.
Somebody said Arsenio Hall needs to leave.
That's who I was thinking.
Arsenio
not Wesley
Hall's daughter.
See, they're bringing up 2-1-Fu again.
Damn.
But Lexi, don't we mean Ra?
That's
I mean,
Trine. Wait, can y'all look that up? Can somebody Google and find out who Ra Ali, if you can even find anything on her.
On her.
But that's fine. Thank
find
you,
out
Phil.
If she has any groups. Does she have a website?
Ten things. Okay.
Let's look at this. Juicy. 10 things you need to know about Ra Ali. What do we have? What's number one?
Let's roll it on down.
We're on hiphopwired.com.
Oh, okay. Nice. We're going to learn a little about Ra Ali and see, like, who she is.
Let me
sip
some
tea
while we do this.
And
I'm
so it goes.
Water.
It's not scrolling. There we go. Oh, look at her. She's an Instagram
person. Which is real cute right there.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely not. Can't read that.
I can't read that. I don't have 2020, guys.
Entering the industry as intern for Bad Boy and Def Jam, Ali worked her way up to an assistant for music notables Phil Robinson and Harvey Perry.
So she was an assistant, and she interned at Bad Boy.
Which only means that's
all right. We got some photos with the
Kardashians.
Okay, so they shopped at a store she was working at.
She's a photo groupie.
So this says, Ali owned a couple of high-end shoe boutiques in Atlanta, New York.
I remember when she showed the shoes for another thing.
There you go. Starting
JustFab.com.
High-end.
Starting the company at only 23, her client list included Alicia Keys and Kim Kardashian. She launched the shoe line Encore.
Damn, okay.
Did it have an encore? But right. No, shout out to that. That's 23
years old. 23. I still don't know how that makes you a music manager, but we're working on it. Ooh, who got stabbed?
In 2001, Ali allegedly
stabbed somebody.
Slashed a bouncer's face with a razor blade during a nightclub brawl.
These bitches are crazy.
She was arrested and released on $10,000 bail and was facing up to 25 years in prison. Criminal charges have since been dropped.
Oh, that's serious.
Damn.
She cut his face there. Huh?
That's the last one.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
She wears many hats. In addition to her shoe game, Ali owns five approved a promotional artist development company.
Mm.
So I guess
it's called
Five Approved, or she has
it's called
she has five. I don't know.
She owns five approved. That's the name of it.
Here's the thing. Five is, you can't lowercase or capitalize five, but approved is capitalized.
Okay. So that's what it's called.
All right. What's the next one? Because maybe we're going to start to get into the groups.
All right, here we go.
We're going to get a group, guys.
It is an artist development company.
Yes.
Here we go.
Oh, that's a person.
Is that Yandy or Cardi?
Aside from Love and Hip Hop New York, Ali appeared on Real Housewives of Atlanta and The Basketball Wives.
So she's a reality show.
Right, here we go. We're getting to a cop.
We're getting to a cop.
What is that picture of her standing next to a cop?
She has a criminal record. Aside from the alleged vicious fade she gave that bouncer, Ali faced grand larceny charges for not paying a hotel bill and in 2005 was convicted of attempted larceny and sentenced to probation.
You robber!
She skipped out on the bill for the hotel, which is the hotel's fault because they should have taken a credit card ahead of time.
She might have given my birthday getaway. She's going to cheat the bill.
She has an alias. Aside from her government name, Ali is known as Blinged Out Bombshell.
Stop it.
We're done. It's over. So, in conclusion, Raw Ali apparently has not had a career managing anything other than her shoe game.
Wait, she has an award for hard work. It's true.
Too much.
Right. Russell Simmons.
In 2009, Russell Simmons presented Ali with the Foundation of Ethnic Understanding's Joseph Papp Racial Harmony Award. The honor is given to those who display a commitment to strengthening race relations and efforts in promoting diversity and ethnic tolerance through business and personal endeavors.
By slashing faces and running out of hotel bills? Like, what?
That sounds like a real specific made-up award so that she could get an award.
She'd just be paying people off.
Okay.
She's on her way to millionaire status. She's worth $600,000.
What?
That's what that says.
Ooh. Congratulations. Okay. All right, speaking of other...
Let's talk about Cardi B. Somebody else.
Before we get to Cardi B, we got to talk about Yorma.
Yorma. Mm-hmm.
And she feels misunderstood. That's all she says. There you go.
I would feel misunderstood if I was wearing that necklace.
Thank you, Phil.
Blanged out.
With Brian Stone. Caitlin Monroe. Love you.
So Yorma... gets put on this date with Sylph.
Yes.
Which she gets flowers, which I kind of think Rich Dawes took Erica Mena to this specific place. Which I gotta say, Sylph, or Mona, beautiful background.
Nice little setup.
Backdrop.
Mm-hmm.
Don't know if that was green screen or y'all. Probably not. They probably went to Jersey to film it.
They went somewhere, yeah. Nice little shindig.
Good little view right there. You know, someone's cousin knows somebody. And he's acknowledging her now. Mm-hmm. And he says, you know, I know you're upset about me not claiming you publicly, but it's all in your head.
It's all in your head.
Even though you don't know that I'm fucking these other bitches, it's all in your head.
You're making it up.
He invites her to the Mariah Lynn party, and he says that...
This will be our public debut.
She says, is this our coming out party?
You're going to take me to the club?
Sure.
Oh my gosh.
Like, bitch, y'all been watching Cinderella too much. Like, this is not the ball.
It's not the ball.
You are not the bell. Did you watch last season when Cisco took Diamond for the same exact situation?
This is what's wrong with our generation. Girls are just too freaking content with being the bitch on the side of the arm at the club.
Well, she literally said, you brought me to a restaurant. Like, that was... a big step.
Mom, he's taking me to the club.
Yeah, like
I'm getting to go to the club with him and meet his friends.
His homeboys that he doesn't even really kick it with are going to actually get to see me,
and I'll be on his Instagram.
I will say this: that does mean a lot to girls. Oh,
Patrick,
you know?
He does. Raw work security at Carly Rae's store. But you know what? I low-key could see Raw working at like Bank of
Yorma
America.
Yorma has been a stripper for 2 years.
I believe that for sure.
Yeah.
But I could totally see Raw working at, like, a Bank of America. You know when you walk into Bank of America and before you, like, wait in line, the person comes to you and says, hi, could I help you with that today?
No, she couldn't.
Are you making a straight deposit?
I'll be like, actually, could you just get me $10 in quarters?
Or she could be at the security in the airport, you know, at LAX.
TSA agent.
Let me see your ticket. Put your hands out like
you didn't
this.
Take your shoes off.
Put your hands out like
before
this.
Before I slice off say about, you.
You know, she's like, hair pad down. All right, you good.
And the thing goes off every time she walks near it because there's so much fake shit in her ass.
But if she was convicted of grand larceny, she can't have none of them jobs.
I like Yorma a little bit. She is kind of sexy.
Because her pussy look wet.
Stop.
It does.
It does. I feel like Yorma just lit that skirt up and fucking T-Boz and Chili. That's where Left Eye been hiding. Bitch gonna come out alive. So I seen a rainbow yesterday.
Did you?
Chasing that's waterfall.
Why he told me, he's
waterfall.
Like,
I'm dead.
Poor
I'm
Cardi B's all dried up. I'm dead. I can't do it no more.
No, Cardi B be like, damn, bitch. I mean, I can't even front. Like, my titties on fleek, but that pussy, though.
I'm done.
All right.
Raw has been looking bad.
Mariah Lynn.
Yoma is stupid. I'm sorry.
Mariah Lynn. Yeah. So Remy had a positive comment to say in an interview. When they asked her about Mariah Lynn, she said, you know, her verses are catchy.
Catchy.
When I walked away, I remembered it was really catchy. Yes. So basically, it's shit, but it's catchy. Like,
yeah.
You could say that about Iggy Azalea.
Well, like, that's
Iggy
her lane,
Azalea's
though.
Shit is catchy.
She's not trying to be a serious lyricist. She's just trying to get a hit.
I actually like Mariah Lynn's voice.
Yeah.
I think she has a good tone.
Yeah.
However, what she raps about, like, I don't know what she was rapping at the beginning of this. Like, she was talking about, like, gonna come again, and it's guzzling, and I'm like, whoa.
I'm going to, butter with the cream.
This is her real life. She goes to the strip club. She goes to the one that Cardi B works at.
Why do we pretend that people should write their own lyrics? Like, we already know
that everybody isn't a poet.
That she doesn't have enough brain capacity or talent.
But she has life experience. To write a lyric.
Yeah, and that's what she's writing about, and we keep laughing at it. Her life experience
in its entirety
is that. So, please, she's decent looking in the face. She's got a good vocal tone. Where's the writers?
I just feel like
they're running away because she's fighting in the club with crazy
bitches.
But
I wouldn't run. If I was a talented writer, I'd write for this chick, Mariah Lynn. Because just based on what Iggy Azalea has done.
But that's why she's on the show now.
Do you see the difference in how Iggy Azalea handles herself versus Mariah Lynn? Could you imagine if Erykah Badu came at Mariah? Mariah Lynn would say the most ignorant shit of her
gut. But we also met Iggy further along the line. So what if we met Iggy when she was 16 in Miami still scrubbing the floor?
Mariah ain't 16.
Well, but Mariah's still in the place.
She got coached up.
16 in the middle of Miami. Like, what if
she got coached up. She got coached up,
exactly.
Is what you're saying.
So Mariah is coming later. You could, but it's coming later. So we're meeting her at that space, and that's why you're judgy.
Well, how would you, Courtney, get your damn self together?
No, no.
I'm saying
it could happen.
And like, in today's culture, it can definitely work.
Mariah Lynn acts like she just got on Bad Girls Club. Like,
but she's cute.
But people like that.
Mariah Lynn.
It's Bad Girls Club.
Once upon a time, where it's dollars, like, come on. First of all, we finna have the best party in New York City.
Like, she talks with her hand, she raps like she's teaching.
There's
the
hope
alphabet.
For Mariah Lynn.
She's doing sign language.
I'm kidding.
No, they all do it like they do in sign language because everything has to be talked about. Like,
that's like, just New York period.
I mean, I get it, but it's
because I'm Greek and from New York, and I just be like,
that's like, but that's, I love keep the good workout though. I just got a little.
I think your new lips look crazy. Side note.
She got new lips. I need to look at that too. I like her too.
All right, so the thing
new
about,
bitch
okay,
is
wait.
Still my
we
shit.
We taking it to a whole nother place. Mariah Lynn vocally, the tone wise, I like it. Whatever she was spitting at the beginning of this with the gun shooting, it was trash.
Yep.
Which DJ Self, I can't even take you seriously to even sit there and to be you the four bitches that you put on your cipher, and then you sitting over here talking about I don't know about Cardi B,
but like, you got to take him seriously because he just wants to fuck all of them.
Well,
so he's gonna say. Well, yeah, no, that's pretty good. You know, drink this. You know, I'm like, he don't care. He just want to fuck everybody.
Whatever.
Did you notice that Mariah, she was all Richie, blah, blah, blah. As soon as Richie got in there, she handled business and was like, so my management ain't fucking with me, right? What you doing? She want Rich for the come up.
A little bit. It's hot out here for a pimp.
She know how to run
shut
the game, though. Yeah. She used to it.
Data Terrence, let's make
y'all
this mixtape.
Mariah Lynn about to make a real
I'm trying to get on Dat Piff.
Rich Dolls is going to host her birthday party. They dated on and off, and by that she meant they fucked.
He likes him
on
some Mariah Lynn.
She's not that bothered.
But she's
by
good with that.
Rich's other hoes.
No, she's
clearly
good.
Not.
She's good
she's
with
good.
Whatever.
He's single and he's ready to mingle, and he's perfect for hosting my birthday party.
And I get what I want on my birthday, and that's all I aspire to have is Rich Dolls.
Oh yeah, Mariah Lynn did put out a diss track to Monice, and
oh,
and she likes truffle butter.
And apparently Raw is. is managing Mariah now.
Oh,
wow.
Good luck with that.
Have fun.
I think it's a better move.
Cardi B shows up. She says, look, I don't know why self brought me here with this other girl, because, like, I know he want a menage, but this ain't no gangsta party.
If he would have said that beforehand,
then maybe
I would have known that's what I was coming here for. Right. But now I came here to work, and you trying to get me naked and with my fleeky titties, and I just pinned them up.
Them titties is nice.
Her mouthpiece is so distracting that she could never be sexy.
You're not supposed to look at her mouth.
She's mad. I can't help it. It's so big and it's so loud.
That's why she got the big titties.
Right.
I can't even see her titties because I can't get past her mouth.
You wouldn't titty fuck her?
No.
Really?
Oh. I'm not really a titty fuck guy.
I feel it's kind of weird. Like, the girl just looking at him.
Yeah. And I'm like, why don't we just put it in your mouth? Because I think that feels so much better.
But it's clear that Mariah Lynn is bi and she wants Cardi. So I would like to maybe see, you know.
That'll be a
side story.
And then we'll get to the party after the birthday party.
I don't think she's bi. I think she's down for whatever.
Down for the situation is, like, she'll ride to get where she needs to be.
Yeah, absolutely.
And she knows Cardi probably ain't the one to mess with, so.
Yeah, Cardi would beat her ass.
But I feel you, like, because my thing with Cardi is, like, you know, all she needs to do is that bottom grill. It's just that bottom
one.
Yeah,
bottom is a little
I'm not
bit.
Even mad at the top. It's just that bottom
just get
one.
Well,
she's because, up to it, guys.
But imagine, like, if you was just laid back and she was about to suck on your dick, it would look like.
Yeah, I know. And I turn on. Let me tell you.
You run away.
Yeah, like, I said this last week. I said this last week and I'll say it again. The greatest enemy of head, of getting head for a man. Our teeth.
Yes.
Oh, here we go.
Envy Edwin. Shout out to Jada from Bad Girls Club. That's exact. And no one's going to know that reference, but that is exactly who Mariah Lynn reminds
Jada
me
Jada and Mariah Lynn should do a collab.
Yes. Literally.
That'll be fun.
Like 8 Mile.
You pick this snow bunny over me. Man, watch out.
You pick this snow bunny over me.
Can we please get to DJ Self eating everybody's pussy? Because that is some shit.
The last thing Self needs is a fight over two girls. Well, so why the fuck are you going to invite this girl to the fucking party?
Well, because he didn't know Cardi B was going to get invited.
First off, if you are eating...
He was trying to throw Yorma a bone.
If you're eating Cardi B's pussy knowing that she comes to gangster parties and fucks everybody, you're out of your mind.
But have you seen her Instagram? She be rotating.
She said he was eating, and he denied it right there.
She be twerking on stage, so it's like obviously.
But you're eating her pussy now?
Well, maybe she douches.
He's about that life.
Fuck,
you know?
Douches. Are you kidding? Self. DJ Self probably smell like hot Timberland shoe bottom.
I mean, well, his is not clean.
There are starving men out there who haven't had pussy for months.
Yo.
That, we don't waste pussy.
Oh, you know so saying? We gotta eat it all? I don't eat nobody.
Stefan, look at what you look like, and then look what Self look like, and look what
Rich
looks
like. But he's the hottest DJ in New York City. Pussy's coming from the ceiling.
Well, right, but again, you're the only one actually on television making checks.
Maybe it's spicy, and it has a special flavor.
That's my summer commercial.
It might be a different flavor that he appreciates.
Ew.
He like, could be a freak.
He likes spicy. He likes cold. He likes cheesy. He likes whatever. So she fits into whichever one it is.
It's like, your pussy tastes like sour cream.
It might be exciting for him. Like, that's the pineapple one. No, that's the hot tamale.
That's pussy, not Pringle.
I feel like he was probably cute back then when he was coming out with DJ Self. And now, you know, he's all...
He looked like he'd been partying at the clubs. He got the gut.
Yeah.
Why not? Well, I swear to God, the Center of Disease Control needs to visit the show.
I believe you, Misha. I believe you.
I agree.
Carly B's pussy probably got crooked teeth. DJ Self Dick looks like Peter Gunn's feet, y'all. What have we created? All right, so we get to Mariah's party, and Self brought Yorma to the party to show off that they're together.
Mm-hmm.
And Mariah
introduced
comes in.
Her as his girl now, so he was doing the most.
He made out with her, like, in public and everything.
She was like, you better keep each other. I'm going to introduce y'all so I know it's real. This is my boo right here. Like, this is the real thing.
This the new chick?
What you mean it's the new chick? I've been around since day one.
Which is 3 weeks ago.
But then he gonna turn to her and be like, so you want to stay around? You trying to stay around? Like,
forever.
Why the fuck do you think I'm here?
Forever.
Yeah, like, she's forever. Forever. Like, yeah.
Forever, really? Like, do we really believe in forever with that?
Oh, wait, do you think that's why Cardi B next week said forever?
Forever.
Forever.
Forever. Forever.
Which is ridiculous.
All right. So then we get Rich. He comes in. He says he's going to be on his best behavior. He sits with Mariah. Mariah's hair, though, needed some pomade or like something.
She was going with her natural flow.
It was the flyaway. She had some flyaways was flying on top, away. Yeah.
All that static electricity still... under the table.
Take
the top off,
rolling
Dallas.
On the carpet, girl.
You,
rolling on
you
the carpet.
You can tell Rich was sober because she was like throwing him the pussy.
Yeah.
And he was like, What are you talking about? What's happening right now?
Or that it was more creepily that like he like literally could put his entire hand over her thigh.
And now like, that he, now that his daughter lives in his house and he's touching her and he's like,
I can't.
You want to feel like my daughter? This is weird.
Like I can't.
Feel like
she's
a 16-year-old.
Like, carpe diem.
Whatever happens, happens. I'm talking about babies.
Do you know what carpe diem means?
You know. I get anything I want.
Carpet,
and I
carpe diem.
The moment.
The night is young. It's my the birthday.
Girl, Rich is like, we need you. So you want to seize the moment right here, like
ant in a rubber tree
in the bathroom. Yeah,
I was just gonna say that because he's infamous for that.
And in the club.
And this is so bad. This is how Mona, you have destroyed my brain. I really hope that it was gonna happen. I mean, like, please just do it.
It goes down in the bathroom.
Come on, don't disappoint.
You know what I'm saying?
You know,
step damn it, do what y'all do.
But I gotta say, thank you, Mariah, for holding not being that together, so that I didn't have to drag you for that.
She's trying to put the whole game down little bit.
Cardi walks up on self. What's up with this chick?
Who the fuck are you?
I'm his girl.
What?
What I didn't like,
that's
though,
that's real interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Because
he was
seems like
my
he was
pussy.
Just doing me last night.
Yeah. The insecurity of Yoma, though, as soon as Cardi walked over,
she jumped
and stood up.
Who did?
She was so insecure.
Well, she is with
Hold up, though. But the way Cardi... Okay, yeah, probably insecurity.
She did approach
but
with
also,
an energy,
think
yeah.
Cardi came in and stepped right in front of him like,
yeah,
this ain't the Billboard Awards.
Like,
it's not Beyonce coming
me.
Up.
So, I'm here. I'm hot.
Yep.
I'm yours.
And Yoma was like...
Couldn't Yorma just give him the side eye like, you gonna handle that?
Yeah, that's how a real bitch should have
like,
handled
please.
It.
Please.
Like, get your bitch.
Like, Miss Nikki
know
Baby wouldn't got
No, she would have been like,
What's this?
Cardi B's like, I'm a bad bitch. I'm a bad bitch.
And Nicki Minaj, I'm a bad bitch. I'm a bad bitch. Itty bitty piggy in the market.
What is happening?
Nicki Minaj. Off that
oh my
first
God.
Mixtape. It's the Harajuku Bobby. All right, so Cardi walks up on Silph, says that's real interesting. He says he fucks me every day. He
every
said, well,
day,
he
girl.
Eats my pussy.
Damn.
So he
now
fucking you and
really
you
real
eat
a slap.
When, no, that is a real
it's
slap.
It's a real slap.
That was
like,
a punch.
It's one thing
right
if you sucking, like if you sucking him up, but he's eating your pussy and he's eating.
And then he coming home
what?
And doing you and kissing
that's
you with that mouth.
That's how yeast infection.
That's like really
lying. Yeast
infection. And
those parts, it's like it's okay if you know the female is sucking him up, but when he takes it
to
her,
her
vagina, it's a different story.
You are doing the most.
And I go down, unless you are my one and only gal. My one and only.
Hey, this brings me back to flashback story.
Flashback. I can't. I don't understand eating everybody's pussy. I just can't get it.
No.
I had a little chick I was knocking down. We knew what it was. And one day she said, so that. When are you going? And I was like, oh, no, we don't.
You got to be wifey for that. And it's right. A lot of guys
wow.
Like that. They will not
you
eat
know,
every female's
know.
Pussy. So
you know
DJ Self clearly has no morals.
But did I say DJ
got no code?
DJ Self looked like he smelled
he's
like
thirsty and hungry.
Doritos.
She's
like
I think he's so excited that he started getting pussy thrown
yes.
At him. He don't know what to do
he's
now.
Like, I'll take it all. What do you want me to do to it? You want me to flip it upside down? You want me to fry that shit? I will lick the shit out of that. I don't
no,
care where it came from.
Was like, I'm ready.
Oh my God. You're eating Cardi B's. You really need to take a step back and have an intervention, DJ Self. It's Cardi B's pussy.
Oh.
Cardi B would look at you, Stefan, and be like, please,
she's
motherfucker,
like,
you wish you could get this pussy.
Yeah.
You sit
and
up
I would
here.
Do this.
She'll just like take it all off and be like, don't you want it? No.
I wouldn't study her at all. I'm not studying Cardi B. Mm.
But when she get them teeth fixed, that's a different story.
No. Because but you
she's not even worth me.
He's like the New York Metro. Do you know how many subway trains have ran through that Metro, girl? Right?
I wouldn't even throw the clean ones on her. I'd ball my ones up and hit her with them while she.
Oh, Stefan, that's not nice.
Damn, Stefan.
Even if she was,
I get real hard.
Throw that leftover change from McDonald's.
Stefan, that's why you single, because you ain't even pussy. All right?
Hey, I'll take it.
Shout out to CC Freak. DJ Self smell like old bus seats. Do you know what that's?
Oh my god!
I'm sorry, I just yelled it right into the microphone.
Oh my god.
And the funniest part is he actually looks like his skin. Remember on the old bus seats when you scratch your nails?
And then you get it's so thick and dirty underneath your fingernails.
On that note, let's head into what?
Predictions. Where are we going? What's happening? Do you even know?
It's the end of the world.
We have a studio audience in here and poor her.
It's the end of the year, though. This is I like ending the year this way. This is
good. Bussy.
That was everything.
Moment. That was everything.
All right, next week it's going to be Cardi, the end of Cardi and Yorma's fight. Cardi kicks open damn glass of the window.
Cardi
of the
Uber. That girl's
that's
hand.
Expensive.
She's trying to have some type of lasting thing that she's done that will always remember her.
Mm-hmm.
In case they try to kick her off. They're like, no, we can't kick her off. She's the girl. Like, she's the girl.
She's going to be the Jocelyn of New York.
Oh, for sure.
She's trying.
For
sure.
I forgot to mention this. I know we're in predictions, but I got to go back to Jasmine and Amina. When Amina said, the bad news is I'm pregnant again, did you not see Jasmine go, so what are you going to do? Like, so did you fly me out here so we can go get this abortion?
So we can go together.
I'm going to hold your hand, girl. That's how she was looking.
I can't. I predict an AIDS walks in.
You don't got to be single. No. Right. You did the Jamaican accent. You got a flock of fans now. Mm-hmm. You're a rude boy. Rude boy.
Love off the yard again.
Rude boy.
Put it down.
Girl from yard. Me love them. Shut up.
Alright, we're also gonna
get pussy game.
Then we're gonna get like another love triangle, which I'm actually kind of interested to see this one go down.
Cisco
and Mariah, and then we see and Mo and
honey. That was interesting.
Not really. Look at his baby mama.
I mean,
yeah,
I guess. Yeah.
He liked them, bitches. Like, he liked them.
But
ones
somehow
that
he gets like
you.
He gets like the really light skin.
He balances them.
He does balance well.
Around, yeah.
Why? Cisco
the type of motherfucker.
He's a producer.
He go to the ice cream place. He put both vanilla and chocolate in his cup. Like, he can't just select one.
Vanilla, chocolate, and chocolate,
I
kind of
like
honey.
That, though.
I'm Neapolitan.
That was interesting,
I don't like
though.
Neapolitan because I don't eat strawberry.
Of course you don't.
That was really
That's part of the problem, Stefan.
How they...
You gotta eat that strawberry.
I gotta eat that strawberry. I saved the strawberry for my woman.
Eat the pink, player. Eat the pink.
That one in the stink, huh?
Somebody said, I miss Erica.
I miss Erica. Like, all right. We love y'all. We want to thank you guys for tuning in. Make sure you guys hit us up at AfterBuzz TV on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. You can hit me up everywhere on social media at DJ Jesse J.
I'm at Stuart Starlet.
At your girl Trinae. See you next year.
Yeah. Look me up at I Am More Fire.
Boom. Until next year, have a safe New Year's, y'all.
Yes.
Keep it safe.
Peace.
It goes down in deep.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.